Hello, Belfast bar type flies. It's the kid, Ryan. With me as always, it's my good friend Rex Quando. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Ryan.
We are, as you know by now, the Belfast Pubcast, and our job is to critique every single bar in Belfast so you don't have to. And why do we do that, Rex?
So that people know whence to go.
Whence?
I've narrowed it down. I think this is the only one we need from now on.
Excellent. All right. This week, it's the Apartment Bar.
The Apartment Bar.
Now, at this point, we'd normally go to the website and read what it says there about themselves, but their website is currently under construction, much like the bar itself. So what I have here are our friends off the podcast, the Belfast Telegraph, and their resident nightlife man who lives in a Victorian townhouse. It's Jeff Hull.
Jeff!
All right. He looks like he might live in 1 year.
So Jeff says the following about the apartment. If you're tired of stone floors, pints of Guinness, and diddly-dee music by an open fire, head for the cool contemporary vibe of apartment. Order from a vast and inspired array of cocktails and sink into a deep leather sofa by the windows on the first floor. There's nothing like sipping a dry martini while looking out at the bustling crowds and the grounds of City Hall, especially when the Christmas market is there, to make you feel immensely grown up and sophisticated. There's also an excellent and eclectic menu with mains from about £9. It is also a nice spot for a daytime coffee, but it gets very busy later with the in crowd. So arrive early and claim your sofa by the window and book if you want to eat. The place has just been refurbished and redesigned, so you don't have to walk through the restaurant to get to the bar. So what do you think about that, Rex?
Well, he's certainly making it more sophisticated than it actually is, especially now that it's just been done up. When was this review? Was this recent?
Well, it must be, because it's just been refurbished.
Yeah, it does say something.
Well, that's today's
date. That's today's date, all right.
Maybe he did it today. He's also helpfully, Rex, given us prices. Pint of beer from $3.75 and cocktails from $4.75.
When?
Anytime. Of course, cocktails are normally quite a lot dearer than that.
I've only seen the $7.25 ones last time I was.
Rex, tell us about your first and numerous other visits to the apartment.
I've been quite a number of times now, before it was refurbished, and it was mainly to have dinner. And it was dinner with a large group of mainly Nordic people, and it was for their goodbye parties most of the time.
They don't stick around.
They don't stick around. Pretty much all of them did, except for one who moved to Malta.
Ah, and what took him to Malta?
Her. Another job.
That's quite a nice place to move, Malta.
Yeah, but she moved back to Sweden from Malta not long after she'd been there, so...
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, would have been good.
But I digress, Rex.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, food in Malta.
In Malta?
In Malta. I know nothing about food in Malta.
I
reckon there's a lot of fish.
It is an island.
It is an island.
Like Ireland.
Yeah, a lot of fish here.
There is.
Yeah.
I digress, Rex.
Again, Ryan.
Yes.
This
on topic, Rex.
Food in the apartment. That's what I know a little bit about.
More than me.
And it's quite good. It's nothing spectacular. And as the review said, it is quite eclectic. But that's for large groups, that's actually pretty nice. Because everyone will have something they at least won't hate.
And what do you think about the cocktails?
It's been a while since I've had one. And I think at $7.25, which is the price that they normally go for, it's a bit too expensive. Especially considering the alternatives you have available to you in Belfast.
Which brings me on to this week's five things, Rex. And that is... What are the five best cocktail bars in Belfast?
The five best cocktail bars in Belfast. I like the Ether and Echo. They do really good cocktails.
It's a great bar. It is, again, on the little bit pricier side. It's near 7. It's probably around 6, is it? It's certainly over five.
I think around six is what you normally pay for one. Another one that I really like, Madison's.
Madison's, yes.
Good, cheap cocktails. Benedict's, if you get there early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the happy hour as well.
I like Alleycat's cocktails.
Oh, the teapot cocktails.
The teapot cocktails are brilliant there.
You gotta have a gimmick.
Yeah. Works for them.
Yeah.
Works for them. Last one, five things. What would my number five cocktail bar in Belfast be?
I'm going to jump in here, Rex, and I'm going to pick number five.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if you've had it or not, but it's the cocktails, the Jam Jar cocktails in Cuckoo.
Oh, wow.
They're really good. They're all named after some kind of superhero or some kind of character. My favorite is the Flash Gordon because it has whiskey in it.
Okay. The Flash Gordon?
The Flash Gordon.
Wouldn't that go with gin?
You'd think that, but it has whiskey.
Okay.
Gordon's gin, yes. You should own a bar, Rex.
Maybe I should, yeah. So Ryan, let's do some TripAdvisor reviews.
That's a great idea, Rex. Let me find some. Would you like an excellent 5-star review or a not so excellent, in fact terrible, 1-star review?
Let's start with a terrible one first and we'll end on a positive note. That's got quite a number of 1-star reviews.
Here is one from the 13th of May this year and it's titled Bad Food, Bad Service, Terrible Entertainment.
And it doesn't do paragraphs.
It doesn't do paragraphs, and it's from I Will Reach You, No Bother, friend of the podcast, I assume.
Okay, there you go, Ryan. Stream of consciousness style. That's where you just rant on. Stream of consciousness. So just rant on and on and on until it stops.
Right, okay. I heard good things about this place, so I decided to pay a visit on a Friday evening with my girlfriend recently. Upon our entrance, we waited 4 to 5 minutes to be seated while staff members were joking around together before batting an eyelid at customers entering their restaurant. It was not even that busy. The table wasn't cleaned before, during, and I presume after we left. We both ordered a steak. The meals were left under a heater facing our seats and were not brought down to us for at least 5 minutes. They were warm, not hot, but warm. And halfway through eating it, we both agreed that our steaks were now cold. Not only were they cold, but they were both tasteless. The steaks came with peppered sauce, which was watery, and chips, which honestly, I would have preferred chips from Burger King. The chips were terrible. After we finished, the waiter asked, was everything all right? And I just had to be honest and say that no, it wasn't. I told him the steak was cold and we watched it sit there for 5 minutes. I also mentioned that I regularly eat steak and that that was certainly not a quality steak. The waiter was nice about it and said he will see what he can do. We weren't expecting anything or didn't intend on looking for a discount, but after saying that, our tables were cleared and we weren't approached for feedback or a dessert menu. Luckily, we had drinks to finish and we ended up paying for everything in full. I was in the apartment at about 6 or 7 on a Friday evening. If we hadn't have ordered our food already, we would have left. Honestly, the guy on the guitar was giving me a headache. He was terrible. It reminded me of that uncle who always starts singing at 4 a.m. at the aftermath of a wedding. Not a note in his head and extremely slow, dull and depressing. The apartment is certainly not cheap. I'd recommend it if you fancy a cocktail and a plate of chips, but prepare to be disappointed if you expect more. Rex! Your thoughts?
That took you a while to read there, Ryan. And that's what happens when you don't do paragraphs.
Yeah. And proper punctuation.
And that's also what happens when you don't really... He's not really consistent even.
No.
He said that he preferred chips from Burger King and that the chips were terrible, and then he recommends you go for a bowl of chips.
He said, go for a plate of chips, but prepare to be disappointed if you expect... Well, yeah. Yes, he does say that, Rex. Would you like to hear a more...
concise review?
Yes. Perhaps one from a tourist from County Antrim?
A tourist from County Antrim?
County Antrim.
County Antrim?
Mm.
You Irish don't travel much, do you?
Well, I'll read it anyway. 1 star, what a waste. Tourists, avoid. Maybe they're just being thoughtful towards tourists.
That could be it.
I'm a bit late in writing this review. 8th of February 2015. But we were there on the 20th of December. Yeah, you are a bit late. We went upstairs at the back towards the men's toilets. Took a while to get served, but what we were served was more to the point. This used to be the place for fresh, delicious cocktails. No more. To add to that, we got lots of attitude from the bar staff as we had asked them to clear the table. They'd done this eventually, but we had to ask them for a cloth to wipe the table again, very begrudgingly. The table next to us were all talking drug... Oh, this is a great one. The table next to us were all taking drugs, so we moved to beside the ladies' toilets. Much more suitable. Until we went into the ladies' toilets. I hope they were ladies. It was like a hurricane had hit it. Disgusting. Puke. Toilet roll everywhere, etc., etc. I'm so disappointed. Nothing was good about this place apart from the view. And I can't help but think tourists are probably getting them by. Avoid is my advice. Smarten up your act, apartment. You're in the best position in Belfast. It's a pure dive, as it is. Dive bar, Rex?
No, it's better than that. How many one-star reviews does it have?
It has, out of a total of 251 reviews, 29 are terrible. So the average rating that it has is 3.5. So enough of all this negativity, Rex. Let's hear a good one. Here's one from friend of the podcast, Judith C.
Oh, yeah.
4 stars. I have a lot of love for the apartment. It's a bit of an every occasion type of place. I mean, you can call in first thing in the morning and pick up a coffee or tea and a pastry for £1.50. Bonus. Come back for lunch or dinner and then stay until kicking out time drinking cocktails. The only thing that brings it down, in my estimation, is the music level. It's a bar, but the music is played at club volume. So no one is dancing, but no one is hearing anyone either. It gets a little frustrating sometimes. Also, if you're not ordering cocktails, the wait at the bar can be infuriating. Can I have 4 Cosmos, please? Facepalm! Don't let it put you off, though. It's a great venue for dates, catch-ups with friends, boozy nights out, and whatever else you can think of.
It's been quite a while, though. 2010 for Judith.
All of Judith's are from 2010.
I never noticed.
No?
No. I'll have a go at reading one. This one is from Eater Router 2015.
Saucy.
Yeah, from Belfast. It's from the 4th of February this year, and it says, better than it ever was. Called in last week with my other half for a bite of lunch. Despite the place being busy with lunchtime customers, we were shown a table promptly by a courteous staff member and offered drinks. The food was really good, especially when you compare the prices with other Belfast eateries. We got speaking to a member of the management team when he was able checking us, and he informed us that they have exciting plans to extensively renovate the whole place, giving it a facelift. We used to socialize here a lot in our younger BC days, before children, between brackets, and look forward to having more great nights here soon after the work is done. If you haven't been here before, I would recommend trying to get a table at the front, overlooking the city hall. Great cocktails don't hurt the wallet and are VV tasty. People watching tastic. 1 word, 3 exclamation marks. All in all, we had a great afternoon and we'll be back ASAP. Visited January 2015.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Rex? Is that more like the apartment you know?
Cocktails that don't hurt the wallet. I don't really agree with that, but...
VV tasty.
VV tasty.
People watching tastic.
I don't really sit near the front there. I sit at the back. But I reckon that if you get a window seat there, it would be quite good to wash people.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that. We should try that when it's fully renovated.
Yeah, and not halfway done like it is now.
All right, and that last part, we mentioned the renovations. Mm-hmm. So here I have our good friends once again at the Belfast Telegraph, their story on it. This was written back in April, so a little bit near the end, maybe a bit out of date, but you'll know when we get there, Rex. Well-known bar, The Apartment, is receiving a £750,000 facelift to try and bring back its glory days. The major investment at the venue in Donegal Square beside the City Hall will see the introduction of a new roof terrace, which involved removing part of the floor in the building. The two-floor bar closed in March for the refurbishment, with only downstairs open, and the grand opening will be May 30th. David Neely, general manager of the Downey Group of Bars, said that the changes will bring The Apartment back to where it was in its heyday. It's a great building and great location, and this will give an injection to get it back to where it was, he said. The bar is a feeder bar to the rest of the town. We want to turn it into a destination. It's a more cosmopolitan style bar. Seamus and Henry Downey bought The Apartment from the administrators of the Botanic Inns Group of Companies in 2013. The Apartment was part of a portfolio of pubs held by Kirkova Limited, along with other bars including McHugh's and the Kitchen Bar in Victoria Square, which the Downeys also bought. The brothers also own the Sugar Nightclub in Derry and Downey's Bar in Maharafelt. They are, however, even better known as former GAA football champions who played in Derry's All-Ireland winning team in 1993. The Apartment suffered from lack of investment for many years, and now the owners are bringing it up to date. The layout was totally wrong. You had to walk through the restaurant to get to the bar. It'll be a bar slash wine bar feel downstairs, and upstairs will be cocktails, Mr. Neely said. He said The Apartment would steer away from the theme of exposed beams and brick walls. This is not going to be shabby chic. It will be very opulent and classy, he said. Since The Apartment's glory days of the early noughties, Belfast has changed considerably, with the Cathedral Quarter being the go-to area for a Saturday night on the town. The Cathedral Quarter has had a shift in popularity, but the location for The Apartment is not a worry for us. The Cathedral Quarter is a great location at the weekend, but The Apartment is great 7 days a week. At the City Hall, we are happy enough. There's a lot of top-quality restaurants in the area. We have a five-star hotel, the Mutual, located in the former Scottish Mutual building, opposite us. And there's new places like Rita's, China White, and Rex's favourite, Shiro.
No more!
Not anymore. The passing trade is incredible. We do a couple thousand takeaway coffees a week. So Rex, we were in it last night.
Yep.
What do you think of the renovations upstairs? Downstairs is still being renovated.
Well, the opulent, I'm not feeling it yet. It must just not be done, because that couch that you were sitting on was definitely shabby and not even chic.
Oh.
So either they're going to do the whole place upstairs up some more, or they've been wasting a lot of money.
We did see the rooftop terrace, and that did look nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd probably be even nicer when the sun's out.
On the whole, Ryan, does it give you that opulent feel?
It doesn't give me that 750k feel.
Definitely not. So maybe we should give them some more time, like after summer when everything's done, or next year when everything's done, or 2 years from now when everything's done.
Maybe we should. Or maybe we should go back to TripAdvisor for some recent reviews.
Recent reviews?
Why, here's one from the 19th of June, which at the time of recording was 3 days ago. Beautiful food location to watch the world go by. 5 stars. Food was lovely. Quite a good menu for lunchtime. Get a window seat if possible. You can see right over City Hall and further. It was amazing. And here's one from the 15th of June. Loved it. Was in for lunch today with a friend, loving the new apartment. Refurb is gorgeous, rooftop terrace is exactly what the apartment needed, cocktails were great, and food was outstanding. We ordered the fish goujons, which consisted of four big chips on top of the nicest mushy peas I've tasted, and topped again with four large fish goujons, which were crisp batter and gorgeously moist on the inside. To top it all off, it was only $6.95.
Oh.
We will 100% be back for more very soon. Well done, apartment. Smiley face. Here's one again from the 15th of June. Such an improvement. 5 stars. Came in yesterday for a meal. Was 3 stunned at the refurbishment. Looks amazing. Excellent service. Friendly staff. And here's another one from the 13th of June. Love the refurb. 5 stars. Was lucky to be invited to a preview of the first floor refurb. The place looks totally amazing. It's like a modern twist on traditional. The outside area looks fab. The food served was first class. Got to tip my hat to the staff and managers who have worked really hard in the last 18 months or so since the place had been bought over. They all looked so proud last night. I'm going to look forward to sampling the offerings here on a more regular basis. Is that you, Told Rex?
Guess so. They must not mind the shabby couches. And now for our recommendations. Ryan, who would you recommend the apartment to?
I think earlier on that Judith raised a great point. It would be quite a good bar for a date. It's kind of classy. You want to show a girl that you're a bit of a high-class character. You can take her, you can buy her some £7 cocktails. Don't buy her £7 cocktails, Rex. I think it's good if you want to flash the cash, if you want somewhere to show off your new suit, if you want to watch people walk past you and laugh at them, sit at the window. Otherwise, try their food. I hear it's okay. Rex, who do you recommend the apartment bar?
Well, I would recommend it to large groups of people who want some food. They've got an eclectic menu. It's really good, or at least not terrible. So there's something for everyone, which is quite nice, and they've got a nice variety of drinks. Although, stay away from the £7 cocktails. That's just not right. That's almost as wrong as Shiro's cocktails.
We'll leave it there, so.
Yeah.
Join us next week when we will be critiquing Benedict's Hotel and Bar, but only the bar part.
Yeah.
I've been the kid Ryan. He's been
Rex Quando, apparently.
And this has been the Belfast Pubcast. Thank you. Much love. Good night.
Good night. All right, so 5 things done.
Oh, forget about that. Forget about the 5 things.
Forget
this
about the 5 things.
This is a completely new
set. This is a complete thing.
It's just like you're, okay. You're thinking there, like, yeah. I would have preferred chips from Burger King. With chips from... I would have preferred chips from... I've lost my... Shit. There we go, I've got it.